Welcome to the Cell Culture Dish podcast, Cell Harvesting, Selecting a Technology Compatible with Cell Density and Feed Turbidity. I'm Brandi Sargent, editor of the Cell Culture Dish. Joining me today is Silke Bergheim-Pietze, Global Product Manager, Depth Filtration, Paul. Silke brings a wealth of experience in the area of sales, product management, and marketing gained through various assignments as account manager, strategic key account manager, and marketing manager since she joined Paul in 2005. As global biotech product manager, prefiltration, Silke is responsible for the biopharma portfolio of prefilter cartridges and depth filter sheets, modules, and capsules. She finished her studies at the University of Dortmund, Germany as a chemical engineer. Thank you for joining us today. I'm hoping to start this podcast with having you describe the current challenges associated with the harvest step in biomanufacturing.
Yeah, a current challenge, but even more a future challenge, is that MAP cell culture processes developments are focused on improved titers. So one contributor to a higher output is to increase the number of producing cells. And let me give you an example. 10 years ago, a cell count of 10 million cells per milliliter was a high one. Today, we speak about 20 to 40 million cells per milliliter and more. So for the harvesting process, this means that any technology needs to cope with a higher cell count and therefore also with more cell debris and impurities. Another challenge is that many processes are planned and established as a platform process. These harvesting platforms need to work across a range of different MAP cell culture types and through all process scales. And also, as these are biological processes, they need to work robust with any natural batch-to-batch variability for any single MAP. So in a nutshell, the customer seeks for robust, scalable harvesting platform technologies that show a constant good performance and can handle the ever-increasing cell density.
And with today's cell densities and also anticipating the future possibly increasing cell densities, what are the currently available harvesting options?
Every all options, there is a clear trend to single-use technologies. Centrifuges are not single-use and are cost and maintenance intensive. So I would say the preferred single-use technology is depth filtration. It's well-known, an established application platform, available in single-use format. So the bioreactor content flows through the depth filter, followed by a sterile filter, quite easy, ready for the downstream train. Paul developed the StaxMax depth filter platform for cell culture harvesting, which meets the requirements of robustness and high performance excellently. For very high cell counts and high feed turbidity, the Cadence acoustic wave separator is the best platform. The technology is easy to explain. So while the cell culture content flows through the device channels, the acoustic forces cause cell clumping. And these clumped cells are separated, and partially clarified fluid can be prepared for downstream by running through a reduced area depth filter followed by a sterile filter. As said, this application is very effective for cell counts of more than 35 million cells per milliliter and very high turbidities, and it performs great in continuous processes as well. And a third option, a body feed process platform can be considered. It is a so-called additive process. With the addition of diatomaceous earth to the unclarified cell culture fluid via a powder bag, an agglomeration of the particles takes place. And these bigger particles then are separated by a cake filtration, which is following sterile filtration. Paul has a lot of experience with cake filtration and established its StaxCF for cake filtration, single-use capsule for this process step. And it works very well for cell densities of more than 35 million cells and actually for all turbidities.
You've obviously described several options, and it's an important step in the process. As a company, how do they decide which is best for their processes? And then are there certain really key variables to take into consideration?
When trying to identify the technology that might fit best, it is very important to look at the cell culture parameters to find the right platform technology. So, yeah, for me, the main differentiators are cell density and feedability. And to make it as easy as possible, and in the end, to reduce development time, we developed the PAL Harvesting Technology Guide. It highlights what harvesting technology platform to use for any given process. And each of the three options, the STAXMAX platform, the STAXCF modules, and the Cadence acoustic separator, have their process parameter windows.
That sounds like a really useful tool, I'm sure, just to try to navigate all the choices. If we could go back and focus on the STAXMAX platform, would you be able to describe how this platform addresses current challenges and which processes are the best fit for this technology?
So the best fit process for STAXMAX platform are cell cultures with a cell density of up to 35 million cells and feedabilities of up to around 3,000 NTU. So it covers the area which are not covered by the other technologies. We benchmark the STAXMAX depth filter platform against other depth filter solutions and saw significant improvements. We tested it with a high number of different cell cultures internally and also supported from our customers externally, and the performance and the results, the performance and as a result, the reduction of depth filter areas was really convincing. But actually, what is more remarkable is that even with increasing cell counts, the performance remains fairly unaffected. That means it shows an excellent robustness against batch-to-batch variability. So the traditional countermeasures like oversizing to accommodate these variabilities are actually not longer necessary.
What do you see as the key features for the STAXMAX platform?
So the key features are it meets all requirements of a modern cell culture process in the mentioned window, which is, as I said, less than 35 million cells per mil and a feedability of less than around 3,000 NTU. So it shows a high and robust performance, even with increasing cell densities, and it comes in a well-known, easy-to-operate, single-use STAX capsule format, and it is scalable from a few milliliters to commercial size.
And then would you need to optimize the platform for your feed stream?
So actually optimizing is not required. So, well, we developed STAXMAX as a platform technology which works over a range of different MAP processes. And there is no need to optimize, just sizing the system based on some small scale lab studies. But you are right to asking the question, if we look at facilities which focus on one MAP cell culture, which produce one MAP cell culture, for this you easily can find out if there is a potential chance to improve the filtration performance further with some basic optimization options. So PAL provides an easy test protocol and even helps you performing the tests. So the testing itself checks the differential pressure of the STAXMAX filter layers for balance. If the pressure increase and not in balance, a simple routine will guide you to a suitable alternative filter layer for your dedicated process.
Well, it sounds like very interesting technology, and I really appreciate your time coming and talking about the harvest step in general, and it's an area that I've been really interested in covering, and I appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our listeners before we end our podcast?
Well, I think we live in a time of rapid developments and the desire of quickly bring products to market. As a development partner, we see us as a development partner and technology supplier. We know that any reduction of workload, any simplification of a process or process development step is very, very much appreciated. So with the development of modern technologies like the Stax Max platform and the Stax CF modules or the Cadence acoustic separator, we are able to provide a harvesting solution which works through all clinical phases up to commercial scale with the same performance. And we also believe that it is important to guide our customer to identify the best technology, so we developed the Paul Harvesting Technology Guide. Focusing on the right technology from the beginning will make life really easier. And, well, finally, I would like to let our listeners know the Harvesting Technology Guide is available for you, as the filter optimization protocol is. So please contact us for any question. You are very welcome. So thank you very much.
Yes, and I think the guide would be a really interesting and useful piece of information. So we'll provide a link in the show notes so that listeners can easily find that guide on your site.
That is great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Cell Culture Dish podcast. To learn more about this and other biomanufacturing and stem cell related topics, please visit us at cellculturedish.com or for downstream biomanufacturing topics, downstreamcolumn.com. If you like this podcast, please consider leaving a review and visit our other podcasts at Cell Culture Dish Podcast on iTunes and Google Play.